So, we have e-brakes. These first three were the e-brakes that were actually nominated, picked by George Dunham, maybe Jeremy Moran. And how it works is Jay King will, he'll hear our Wheels Off presentation and send whatever he thinks is the best to Jeremy, or the P1s will.
Right.
Everybody alerts Jeremy, who's their board op, and then we get roasted on Friday. But it's always good for us because it's good entertainment and it's a good pub, even though we don't do it on purpose. Trust us. We get asked, I get asked that all the time. You guys do that on purpose? Sadly, no. No, it's just the way we are. Everything's organic. So here are the three. We will play each one and then comment on it and see where our head was that day. And Jay, let's start off with number one.
Well, there you go.
That was quick.
That's wedding talk.
If you got married, would all of us be invited?
I don't know. I mean,
that means no.
That means no.
He immediately said, I don't know.
That's not budget.
No, right, exactly.
It just depends on where it was.
You don't have to invite everybody you know.
I mean, if I'm going to like the little white chapel in Vegas, like I'm not going to burden people to fly to Vegas.
You can still invite me.
Wait a minute.
Well, yeah,
going to Vegas, that ain't burdening. That's not burdening.
No.
What? Oh, my God. What the hell is that?
I'm not even sure what I was trying to say.
Burdening or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. I wish there was a little bubble over your head. We could actually see what you're thinking.
You know what? You just got to bring my wife on.
Might just be a bunch of dots.
Pay my wife and sit there because she knows what I'm thinking every time.
Really? Hold on. Let's see.
She's like,
I've got it isolated
right here.
Well, what?
I've got it isolated right here. See if you can try to figure it out.
Yeah,
going to Vegas. That's
not a burden.
That's not burdening.
What?
Oh my God!
The hell was I trying to say?
Burden.
Why would I say burden?
You're asking me,
Amy. What was I thinking there?
It's burden.
She'll know.
You just heard it. You just heard burden, and then you try to repeat it, and your hubcap started flying off.
Yeah.
All right. Number two.
This is one of my personal favorite ones, and no matter how many times I listen to it, I laugh just as hard.
Well, I'm just saying that...
All I got so far on Twitter is P1 Rick says something about a straight putter might be too much like a pendulum. I don't care. I like P1 Rick because he talks to us all the time. And then Jay King sends us a note saying... largest franchise operator weighs options, including bankruptcy. That's not...
Okay, so you have to. Okay, so now you're bringing back something that happened like an hour ago, and nobody knows what you're talking about.
No, well, I'm just saying that's the only tweets we have.
Thanks for stopping this thing down.
Well, I'm saying probably doesn't put the attractive people.
You're doubling down on this. Seriously,
why are you getting angry?
Because sometimes you should have some love, you know? Just pay attention. Really?
I'm paying attention.
No, you're not.
I'm
you're bringing up
Twitter.
Something that...
I just said the only tweets we have are these two.
That's it. I'm done.
Really?
Yep, I am.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Because you just stopped down a whole segment over something that was brought up an hour ago that nobody knows what you're talking about.
I just mentioned the only two tweets we had. Seriously, Rick?
I'm just going to kill myself now.
Oh,
just going to do it.
You know, you need to go home. I'm not going to put up with you all day. I'm just not. No.
Yikes.
God.
Ah, the brotherly love.
I thought it was a different one.
That was the angriest. In 17 years of doing the show, that was the angriest I was at you.
You were really calm.
I can say the same.
But
until he said, pay attention. And then you just went, I am paying attention.
And we knew that wasn't the case.
It was the case. We're not going to go through this again, but all I was mentioning was, here's the only two tweets we got. Because we were hoping for all these tweets, and we got two.
Question, how did the rest of that day go? Because I know you guys had to spend like 4 or 5 hours with each other like after that. Because that was at 10 a.m., and you guys still had the golf show.
Just like you would expect two brothers.
Yep.
We had two sides of the booth, and I told him, stay over there. Don't get near me. And then Monday came, and we hatched out, and it was all fine. So
what 20 years does.
Yep.
All right, number three.
You would have had the only bison on Earth.
Hey, can I briefly switch?
Can you stop that real quick?
Absolutely. Yeah. Right ahead.
Do it.
I'm looking on my Twitter feed and I see Gainer Bull. Who is that?
Just Google search him.
Yeah, check that out.
Google him and get back to us.
The 500-pound erotic.
No. Let him look it
up. Let Craig be startled by this.
It might take you a while.
Really? Gainer Bull?
Look it up on Google.
Oh, good Lord. Seriously?
Describe what you're looking at.
not a chance. We need to go to break right
fucking now. Is this still the best? Is this still the best mix ever, Craig?
No, just blew it.
He eats 10,000 calories a day.
Good Lord.
Gainer Bull Rosengarten.
Oh, this is disgusting.
So I don't understand. So
that's the most disgusting thing
so
ever.
So what's an erotic weight gainer?
Gainer Bull.
That's him.
Where's the erotic part come in? So, the P1's in a little secret. That's what's on Craig's screensaver now, is Gainer Bull.
That is not. Give me a good Lord.
Is Eli still Gainer Bull on Twitter? He was that for quite some time after this.
He was. That was really uncomfortable.
All right. Well, we have a bunch more. So let's get to a break quick because... yeah, there's no shortage. Again, those are the ones that got nominated. These are the ones that should have been, but because our bar is high, we have to go above and beyond the call of cluelessness to partake on the Weeky Muser show. And we're right in the middle of doing some rehashing e-breaks for the year. Now, Jay King is always on high alert. He's got a piece of paper there. He's writing down the time so he can go back and throw us under the bus. And his opens are some of the best at the station. Doesn't matter if it's weekends or weekdays.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy them. So, without further ado, Jay, let's...
You got the mic.
Yep. This is your segment.
Time to pick back up. Yes, this one was earlier in the year, I believe January or February, and Rick was not doing the show, so it was all Craig and what means he had to do the live spots.
All right. This segment, brought to you by Arcus Golf. By the way, you just mentioned Cowboys, part of Arcus Golf. And they've got their, I don't know. I didn't prepare for Arcus Golf. I'll just tell them Arcus Golf is great, and we'll make good for you next week because I don't have any notes on what to
say. Good job, Norm.
Screw him.
Sorry, Jeff. I'll get you next week.
Did we get him next week?
Okay, full disclosure, Rick left 10 minutes before the show.
I did.
And so normally he does all the stuff like that. And
that makes us money.
That makes us money, and it's his job, and he's way better at it than I am. All of a sudden, he needs to leave. He has a minor family emergency, and he needs to go. And I'm just sitting there.
Deer in headlights, preparing as usual.
And
reading his Twitter feed.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Good enough. All right, number two.
Well, for this next one, I have a lot of these that just say stammer. So, you know, why don't we just let it play? When I'm saying stammer, you should know who it's talking.
Who was the first pro golfer to win a PGA Tour event?
Forget it. Where did he?
No, we're never going to go to break in time. What?
Where did he or go to break?
Go to bake. 888-787-1310.
That was a good one. All right.
Do you know where that was?
Orville Moody. Where we were?
Yeah.
I don't know. The feed was a little iffy.
That was. We were at the PGA Tour Superstores. And you couldn't get us online, so we were using our cell phones.
Oh, God.
Impressive you can remember that.
Yep.
I think I tried to forget it. All right, next.
When something memorable happens, you guys always tell me to mark. Or when something less than memorable happens, you say dump. But in this one, you used both.
So you saw it. It was significant.
Uh-huh.
So I put it up to the ass wipe that hit my. Can I say that? Mark, just dump did. That. Dump
mark,
that.
Mark it. Dump.
Mark dump. Classic. Absolute classic. All right.
Next. Craig has some colorful vocabulary, even though when you told him not what to do.
He's still only a mediocre chipper. Mm-hmm. He's only okay with the wedge. Don't yawn, it won't hurt. dump that, please.
Dump that.
Did you get that, Jay? I hope he's by the... Yeah.
Yes.
Careful, Jay. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, guys. That was right after COVID.
So,
whatever.
That explained the other ones.
Keep going, I'll tell you.
Literally, as soon as he says, don't yawn, like clockwork. Hold on, I got to hear it once more.
He's still only a mediocre chipper. Mm-hmm. He's only okay with the wedge. Don't yawn, it won't hurt. dump that, please.
Dump that. At least I didn't say Mark.
Are your parents still sending you texts that you're the greatest radio personality ever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm sitting there scrambling, like, hitting the dump button, trying to get everything working. They're like, you got that?
You get a high alert when T-Box comes on the air.
We don't swear much.
Eh.
It's happened very rarely.
Yeah. Not much, but it'll take you by surprise.
Yes, it will.
All right, next.
Next. Are you guys engaged?
You know?
It's okay. It's fine.
Oh, I think Rick, come on, back up, because I think you're we were engaged a few weeks ago when
I didn't propose to you.
Say what?
Keep going.
What the hell just happened?
Just keep going.
I don't remember where Jesus. I was. Oh. When Tiger and Phil played with Brady and Peyton.
Uh-huh.
I love when something goes over your head so quick like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be one of my favorite things. Just a little joke in there and then keep the story moving.
Yep. The eyes start blinking.
Yeah, to the immediate. Where are we? As we've noticed, Craig has a hard time saying words such as... detox.
When do you think the showers will open?
This week.
Are they?
Yeah, they told me it was going to open up this week. But maybe it's hot enough it kills it. 120, 110 degrees in there?
So, like, I like my sauna.
I know you do.
But
it's warm.
It's warm.
Uh-huh.
And I miss that. But, you know, you can get on Amazon, you can get a personal sauna for your house for like $180.
Not
just plugs into a wall socket. Okay, so you got this Yescom portable steam tent spa detox.
Mark!
Wow.
Women are frantically typing in the site.
That sounds like it would be painful.
It's only $139. It's the one where your head sticks out.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to drop that just in case.
Oh, my God. That's the first time I've ever... That's like an amputation, isn't it?
That got win an e-break.
It's not what you said, pal.
Does Dr. Drew do that too?
Hmm?
Oh, so that was at the end of that one. Saying, did Dr. Drew do that too?
No.
My favorite.
I just don't know how that one came from that.
Mm.
Quite impressive on it. next, I would like to go up with, does Craig have this as a disorder?
You got to putt left-handed, Craig.
I'm out.
Well,
can I use a left-handed wedge?
No.
To putt?
No. You have to do everything that's uncomfortable. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but I have a mental disorder.
So you
Mark.
You need a t-shirt made in. Jay, that's
my.
The end.
I mean,
Jay, that's the end of our open.
You come into work sometimes
Saturday.
And you just don't know you're going to take a scoop of dirt and gold is just going to appear
history,
magically.
Mark the time.
Every Saturday, Jay,
history,
that'll be our bump
we will
at the
hear
end of
that
our
forever.
Open.
J.D. Wimmy, Rick screw-ups.
You know, going through these, I was laughing at that. That, you know, I think we have one.
So let's play that to break it up a little bit.
I think most of the ones with Rick have to do with an argument when there's a good old fight going down.
I don't like arguments.
You don't? I love arguments.
No.
You got to play one.
Well, I got one right here for you.
Okay. And he says most golfers, outside of Tiger and Jack and maybe Watson and some of the other guys, they have a three-year stretch of being the best. And that's about it. And he put in Jordan Spieth and he put Jason Day in the same group. You're doing it again.
I'm trying to move it back to where it was, and I don't have the little fluffy thing there.
The fluffy thing?
Yeah, what's it called?
A pop filter.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't have a fluffy thing, but I don't. You wouldn't have heard that if I did.
What'd I say?
Don't get so upset.
I didn't say anything.
He's looking at me with such anger.
No, I'm looking at you with just amazing. I'm just amazed that you just go off on these tangents and you're completely oblivious what's going on the air.
That's what makes him so special.
Fight, I guess.
I'm not mad. I'm just looking at you incredulous.
You look incredulous.
Well, should I be happy over it?
Well, no. I was trying to fix my mic. I moved it, and I was like, oh, I better move it back. And I was trying to move it back, and I just messed up.
He's not mad.
And I don't have a fluffy thing on my mic, so what do you want?
It's all right.
Blame Kern. Where's my fluffy thing?
Stop calling it that. He needs a fluffer.
Yeah, he does need a fluffer.
Oh, Kern like that. What is that, Ty?
Pulling the ripcord.
Broadcasting live from the TX.
I think my favorite part of that whole thing was how frustrated Kern was, because he's just like, it's called a pop filter.
But I like the fluffy thing. Where's my fluffy thing?
Like, to hear Kern get upset, I was like, oh, that's how you know it's getting good.
Because that's engineering equipment, and Kern takes high pride in that.
Hold on, Kern, here's a question.
Yes.
Does he have a pop filter on his microphone?
Yes.
Yeah, this has a permanent one, whatever this is.
All right, don't try to adjust
pop filter.
It comes off. It's just the other one broke, and Amazon was slow on delivering it.
Mm. So there it is. You should have given Rick the one without the fluffy thing, and it wouldn't have been as big of an issue.
You should have known that you play with your mic.
Yeah. All right, next.
Okay, I have two.
How many
more
do we have left?
I have two more here.
Okay, right. Good.
I want to end with, you know, we'll end with this one, so I won't use this one. So for this one right here, we'll have another one where Rick says something and it goes right past Craig's head.
But getting into hat talk, the ones that were bad were more the fabric, like the one you're wearing.
Yes.
Those are
I would never sweat in this hat.
I was going to say, they don't work. But the ones that are the fitness fabric.
Yeah.
You can wash those all day long. I can put them in the dishwasher, and they don't lose their shape either.
The only thing that I don't understand about hats,
yes,
is no. Interestingly enough, so when you're wearing a hat, this is a cardboard piece right here.
Uh-huh.
Why can't they make that plastic? That's when hats start to wear. Mm. You start getting them wet, and you start washing them all the time. I can't wear a hat more than two times.
But you know, there's something kind of cool about a hat that's a little weathered. I don't want any marks. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it being a little
ripped. I'm not talking
marks.
I'm talking about worn. You know, it's got some threads hanging out.
I'll take worn, but that's the thing about having that cardboard insert.
Yeah.
That cardboard insert doesn't wear very, very well. If you made that a plastic insert, and I have one hat with a plastic insert, I don't know what kind it is.
With a propeller on it?
No, just the insert. So proud of yourself, aren't you? You really are. You're just proud of yourself.
We make the country for us next.
You're so proud of yourself. Smug little ass.
Those little jabs are pretty hilarious.
you really need to take all these in context too. When I say something like that, and look at the look on Craig's face is priceless. It's just kind of a blank stare, maybe a little grin, a little smirk.
As if he had no idea what just hit him.
Yep. All right, last one.
Okay, last one. I had to save what I thought was the best for last, where Mr. Craig did a ticker, but when he needed the sponsors, he didn't double check the script that I sent him.
So,
here we go.
Last night was a big night on the TV, but there was no basketball. The NBA will start up soon, and the Sacramento Kings will still get to play. But being outside the top eight in the West, they will probably go home, and Vladdy will be happy with that. In Stratomatic Baseball, we had the Rangers, who played on last night, and they played against someone that I don't know right now. But they choked against the Royals, and they did not win, and I don't have a score in that game. Also in Stratomatic Baseball, the Mariners won, because they're in the Western Conference, so we're keeping up with them, and they lost 8-7 to the Orioles. Also in golf going on, Webb Simpson leads the RBC Heritage. At age 34, he missed the cut last week at Colonial, but he has a lead, and I think he's at minus 12 going into the weekend, where he just might choke. We are reminded, right here on Sports Radio 10, The Ticket, to keep in touch with your fitness with Eli and Ty and Country Force. And coming up next, you have the Sorority Brothers coming up after that. Keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Thank you, Lexi. This ticker for Premier Gun Show at Dallas Market Hall this weekend only. Over 1,000 tables of guns, knives, ammo, and supplies. Plenty of free parking all weekend. That's the Premier Gun Show at Dallas Market Hall this weekend. For more information, go to premiergunshows.com. That's a ticker. I'm Jack Me Up. I'm Craig Rosengarten on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
You did not proof that at all, did you?
Oh, I sent it to him like an hour and a half before the show
started.
Enough
time.
So I thought he would have checked it.
It's a pretty good Lexi emulation.
Shout out and give your Lexi ticker. That was pretty good. It just kind of got upstaged by
name
there at the end.
Yeah.
I hate to do this to you, Jay, but do you have the Lexi ticker close by?
Let me see if I do. I have the T's right here.
Because
the Lakers make the call, all that and next on the ticker.
That was my first day on the radio.
Your first day as an official T-Box co-host.
This still makes me laugh every time. It's the only time that I've ever gotten to the show before Rick did.
Yeah, the first time. That's been it.
Yeah, the only time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to it over. I was sitting in it was the old place where the ticket used to be, over at Turtle Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And on Maple, and I'm sitting in the little lounge area, and I'm listening to this over. It's like, all right, Rick's playing a joke on me. I'm looking around for you, like, this can't be real. Really? And it made me so nervous, like, what the hell? And then.
Thing, and you have to give some credit to Alexi, because the ticker guy wasn't there.
No, he didn't show up.
So he was our producer, Alexi, and figured, you know what? I'll step up.
Yep.
I'll step up here and I'll make it happen. And so he literally ripped and read.
Yeah, he did.
And
too.
Everything was off the cuff. And he was just, and he'd get into a point and he's like, you know, the scores, well, I don't have the scores. And then somebody's playing, well, I don't know who they're playing.
The Lakers,
though,
they played on last night.
Yeah.
I don't know who they played.
Absolute train wreck. But
they lost too.
You got to give him credit for a little bit of chutzpah for trying to fill a niche that wasn't there.
Yeah.